You know, I was walking over here just this afternoon and thinking about how, you know, how far the whole combine has come. This is, I guess, probably my 30th year. First one I was at was, I think, the second one at Arizona State. Obviously held outdoors. The day ended, one of the days ended, I would say not in total darkness, but certainly past dusk. I still have the image of Refrigerator Perry doing the vertical jump out there on the vertex in the middle of the Arizona State field in almost total darkness. And, you know, now we have the banners on the streets. We have, you know, NFL Network. I mean, this is a, you know, a huge media event. And fan event, and it started in, you know, for me about 30 years ago, like 1985 would have been his rookie year. So it's really come a long way. You know, obviously a great opportunity for our organization to see the players, 300 and however many of them it is, 30, 40, however many it happens to be, from a medical standpoint. So that's probably the biggest thing that we get out of this, is to have the physical examinations and have them all done at one time. I know we have the rechecks here later on in the spring, but you know, just to be able to get through all the physicals and not have to fly guys back and forth, you know, like we had to do, you know, a couple decades ago, you know, giving them, you know, 20 MRIs on their shoulder in every different city. So the medical part of it's huge. Having some interaction with the players personally is good, certainly good for me, since I've had, you know, almost zero over the course of the year due to, you know, the demands of our season. And this, just being able to see them in person, you know, even though the drills are they're workout drills, they're not really football drills, but there's certainly something to be said for, you know, being able to line all the guys up together and watch them compete with each other and go through it all. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to see all that. And as I said, it's a tremendous growth in this event. And, you know, the whole scouting nature of the National Football League and how it's progressed through the years. So that's kind of where I am today. We're, you know, just getting started. It's it was interesting this morning to see really almost the entire Tennessee offensive line there. I guess Bullard wasn't there, but he could have been invited. They could have had him too, and then we would have had, you know, the whole five offensive linemen from Tennessee. But it was pretty unusual to see that many guys from one school, you know, in that group. So. But, you know, obviously a pretty good-looking group of players. We got a long way to go in the evaluation. I'm nowhere close to being able to give you any type of analysis or evaluation of what this draft is or isn't. I've spent, you know, only the time since the end of the season, Senior Bowl and film, and now getting started here. But certainly looks like there'll be a lot of interesting players. And certainly a lot of guys we have to do work on. This is a pretty heavily, or I guess the heaviest underclass group that's come out. So a lot of those players weren't surprises, obviously, but because of the large number of them, plenty of them were. And so there'll be a lot of catching up to do in that area. All right. And that's pretty much what I got.
You've had a lot of changes to coaching staff. How do you feel about the way that things have progressed over the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, I think our coaching staff is pretty well set right now, and so we'll go forward with it. I'm glad to have the people that we have, and now we'll just, you know, see how it all comes together.
What will Mike Lombardi be doing for you, though?
You know, Mike's got a lot of experience. He's done a lot of things in his career in the NFL, and I'm sure he'll be doing many of those things for us. We'll see how it goes.
What was the exact title going to be?
We announced that today.
Where do you stand with a couple of your free agents, Julian Edelman and Keith Steve? How much more priority do you see as bringing that back?
You know, I talked about that at the end of the season, about the process that involves, and I would say we're in that process.
From a football standpoint, what attributes can you see in a player from the three-cone drill?
From the three-cone drill? I mean, I think it gives you some evaluation of his combination of his lateral movement and his vertical movement. We can see the vertical movements in the 10s, the 40s, 10, 20, 40. I mean, that's all one drill. The shuttle drill for the skill players, which is a 60-yard test, but it's all vertical. The 20-yard, 5, 10, 5 change of direction drill is really a lateral drill. The L drill, the three cone drill, combines a vertical and lateral element with it. Once again, I think you always want to keep in mind in those drills, whichever ones of those you're talking about, ideal conditions, ideal start, nobody lining up across from you, nobody hitting you when you try to release and run them, nobody hitting you at the finish line. Nothing to think about, no play, no snap count, no defense, no offensive adjustments, no anything. It's just a straight time measurement, which is fine, because otherwise when you put all those variables in it, you wouldn't be able to.
Reggie Jordan, table one.
It'd be really hard to manage it, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a time measurement that isn't really a football specific drill because of all the variables in football that are not a part of it.
Bill, how can you tell players to be motivated or to inspire your coaching or what you're trying to do?
Well, when we evaluate players, it's a long, long, thorough process that we go through. Obviously, it's very inexact. We've been right on players. We've been wrong on players, just like every other team, every other coach, and every other personnel person has. So we do the best that we can, and that's
Southern
a long
California
process.
Southern California Center, Marcus Martin, podium B.
Visiting the school, interviewing with the player, talk to the people who have had the most involvement with him, like his coaches, college coaches, high school coaches, even beyond that, other people that have had associations with him, former teammates, so forth, so on. It's a mosaic that is composed of a lot of different pieces, and you try to fit them all together and put some type of evaluation on the player, and you do that for all the players. Each one's different, each one's unique, but at the same time, you have to have some type of system that accounts for what you feel are the player's value to your football team. That's what it's all about.
One more on Lombardi. How come you didn't hire him during those 5 years he wasn't with the team?
We do. We always do. We think it's best for our football team.
Two more questions.
Maybe a little more important to have some continuity on the offensive side of the ball this year in terms of personnel.
Yeah, I don't know.
As a result of the Dolphins colleagues scandal, I'm just wondering if there's any topics that you felt like you had to re-underline when it comes to social sensitivities, language sensitivities, workplace environment. Do you tend to do so more in the future?
I think the way we have done it is we'll continue to do it the way we've done it. I think that, you know, I've been I'm in constant communication with our team on a daily basis, our captains, and so forth. We address any things that come up. I mean, obviously, this isn't a new story. This has been out there for quite some time, along with a lot of other ones. So what we feel is appropriate to talk to the team about, we'll talk to the team about.
Phil, after
what's the last question, guys.
Okay, was that it?
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.